Okay, here we are at the smoke detector section of Ask the Electrician. And that's an essential part of every house, apartment, I don't care where you live, you should have smoke detectors in your bedrooms, hallways, stairwells, and whatever else you know, your local building department is asking you to do. But those are the primary living spaces that requires smoke detectors. Some people cook by smoke detector. I know a girl named Linda, and it was done when her smoke detector went off, and it was a riot. God, it was so funny. But anyway, smoke detectors need to be wired, ideally, especially in a brand new house or when you're doing some remodel work, so they're interconnected, so that if one goes off, they all go off. Oh boy, is that a lot of fun. Things make a lot of noise, but I know some people that have saved a lot of stuff, including their lives, because the smoke detectors told them that their house was on fire. So, they're also a pain in the neck when they start going off with, nuisance alarms. And most of those are very simply solved. And I've got some articles in the website about that. Tell you how to get rid of that. It's real easy. No, you don't have to replace it necessarily unless it doesn't, you know, solve the problem. But anyway, interconnected smoke detectors are a wonderful thing. In some areas, like my area here in California, they go back and forth on the code. Sometimes they're required in the garage, sometimes they're not. I've got them everywhere just because I think they're great. The problem is when you put them in areas that are not totally habitable, like some people put them in the garage, they can get spider webs on them. And that's where your nuisance alarms comes from, because the little critters at nighttime go in there, build webs, and that's enough to set off some of those alarms. You'll notice most of the nuisance alarms are real late or early in the morning. Bugs. That's what it is. Most part, so all you need is a feather duster, get up there, and might even want to spray some insect repellent on your feather duster and dust around the smoke detector. Don't spray it in the smoke detector, but just kind of dust around the smoke detector. Keep the bugs away. But anyway, test your smoke detector. Make sure that it's working. Replace those batteries. Every time you change your clock, spring forward or fall back, test your smoke detectors, or just go out and get a bunch of batteries and replace those 9-volt batteries, because you want them to work. Don't you dare disconnect your smoke detectors. I know people that have done this. Well, you don't have any protection. I mean, anyway, you got to do that. They're a wonderful thing. If you live in an apartment and you don't have smoke detectors, get a hold of your landlord. Don't go to bed without getting a hold of them and say, hey, we need smoke detectors. I don't know how, I can't tell you how many emails and questions I get from tenants that don't have smoke detectors, don't have GFIs, and on and on and on. But anyway, if you're a landlord, hey, please make sure your tenants have these. Thank you. Anyway, hope you enjoy the site in this area. It tells you how to install them, how they're interconnected, wired together, and it's a good thing. Enjoy.